Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. And Lord, we want to give you all praise, glory, and honor. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Our Shield and Buckler. Our shield and buckler. And saints of God, I'm here to let you know that as I went before the Lord, God was speaking truly, profoundly to my heart. How many believe that we live in radical times? We live in times like I don't think some of us have ever seen before. Our culture is upside down. Amen? God has been removed from the court system. He's getting booted out of the secular school. He's already out of the school system. And one of the things that my brother, who is an investigator for the DA's office, he says that the tunnels that they're discovering coming from Mexico into the United States, we think it's for drug trafficking. We think it's for arms trafficking. And one of the things that it breaks my heart, it's child sex trafficking. It lets us know what time it is. Jesus said in the book of Matthew 24, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that in the last days perilous times will come. And how many believe we live in perilous times? We live in perilous times. And I'm here to let us know that even through the thick of it, Jesus is with us. Amen. Can I get amen? Amen? Jesus is our shield and our buckler. And I'm here to let us all know that no matter what predicament you find yourself in this life, especially our present life. I'm talking about today, because yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. We only have today. Jesus said, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke 21. And we're going to read these verses of scriptures, and then we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to have its way. Because I truly believe that whatever life's problems present itself, do you know that Jesus always has the answer? Jesus is the fix. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. Yes, he is. And that's what brings me great joy and comfort, is knowing that I can seek the Lord with my whole heart, soul, and mind. And when we look into this teaching this morning, we're going to be in the Old Testament. We're going to see the patriarchs of old on how they sought the Lord. And that's for us to glean. That's for us to look back. That's for us to embrace that if they sought the Lord and the Lord God Almighty came through for them, what about me? What about you? What about now? Many of us have friends and family members that are battling with sicknesses, ailments, and sometimes predicaments that we did to ourselves. Because the Bible is clear that we battle against the world, which is the culture, the flesh, this flesh, and the devil. So if you have three entities already against you, we need a big God. We need a mighty God. Can I get amen? We need a God that knows my infirmities. I need to know a God that created me. He knows every cell and fiber of my being. I'm not taking away anything from our doctors, our HMO, our PPOs. But if you notice on their door is they are practicing. It's their practice. So in essence, they're just practicing on you or what they're trying to learn themselves. But I'd rather go to the source that created me. Can I get amen? Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus knows the deep things of my heart, of my life, my cell, everything that consists of my being, he created. So no better to go to the true source, amen? Amen. So if you have your Bibles, let's go there. And the Word of God reads in Luke 21:25, Jesus, this is part of the Olivet Discord. He was on the Mount of Olives with his disciples. And he shared a twofold prophetic word with them. Things that would happen in their time and things that would happen in our time. Can I get amen? Amen. And so it reads, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations. Is our nations distressed right now? My goodness. Well, how many years now has Russia been bombarding Ukraine? And little wars all around the world. Distress of nations, right? With perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. What, just what, 7 years ago, 8 years ago? Did you see the tsunami that overwhelmed Japan? How about the one, the tsunami that hit Indonesia that wiped out 200,000 people in one day? These are things that Jesus said would happen in our day and time. And we're seeing them. The sea and the waves roaring. Just imagine a tsunami that hit here. It would reach Alpine within moments. And we would all be underwater. Because we're so close to the coast. Men's heart failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. If God said that powers of heaven will be shaken, you could take it to the bank. Amen. Look at verse 27. Then they will see the Son of Man. Say that with me. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. How many can't wait for that day? Hallelujah. We know it as the rapture of the church. God's going to take his church home before he pours out his wrath. Look at this. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up. And lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Hallelujah. You see, when a heart repents, when a heart gives their life to Christ through a heart of repentance, what happens then, God then washes you in his blood, removes your sin, and then fills you with this Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Aren't you? Listen, so he made a down payment in your life. He deposited his spirit saying that I'm coming back for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus is coming back for you. That's right. Oh yeah, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. How many can't wait? He's coming back. Thank you, Lord. He's coming back. And so saints, we are truly living in prolific times of trials, tribulations, wars, natural disasters, famines, persecutions. And when I say murders, I shared with you on Wednesday night, in the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, even into the 1980s, there was maybe one mass shooting in every 10 years. And it was like, oh, you were shocked. People were mourning. People were going, they were grieving for, since January 1st of this year, There have been over 388 mass shootings. And the year's not even done. This is where we are living in prolific times, like Jesus said. Come on, they're right before us. But there are people, I'm sad to say, their head is in the sand like an ostrich watching the world go by. Don't bring that to me. I know everything. I'm doing good. I'm all right. Until God comes on the scene. And then everything. I shared it Wednesday night that when Jesus shows up, many in the world are going to say, the wrath of the Lamb has come. Rocks fall on us. They're going to want the rocks to fall on them because they're going to see the Lamb. Now, Jesus is the suffering servant right now. This is the age of grace. This is the time to get saved. This is the time to get right before God. Amen. This is the time you give your life. This is the time to praise and worship Him. But when that comes to a screeching halt, then He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He's coming back to judge. And it won't be destroyed. This earth will not be destroyed by water. Because Peter talked about the first judgment was by water. The second judgment will be by fire. And 2 Peter is the only epistle, is the only book, the only place in the New Testament mentioned on how God is going to radically judge the earth the second time, and it's going to be by fire. Wow. That's hard to fathom, huh? Oh, but God, what about my loved ones? Look, I got loved ones that are not saved. Oh, God, that's not fair. God is not fair. He's just. He's a just God. So when He comes a second time, He's going to justify His word that's already forever settled in heaven. He's coming in the volume of the book. He's coming to say, this was written of me. And now I'm coming to judge. Your opportunity of grace and mercy, oh God is love, is done now. And many will stand before Him. My goodness, saints of God, this is the time that we need to be radical saints. Can I get an amen? You need to be radical about your faith. You need to tell others, listen, repent. Or perish. It's either or. I just feel that there's an urgency in my spirit that all the things that we're seeing taking place around the world lets us know that it's almost curtain time. And when Jesus comes, listen, for us, we can rejoice. Because the Bible says we're going to be changed and we're going to be like Him. We're going to have that body like His. Can I get it? How many want that body? Or you want this old one still? Huh? Some of us can't even get out of bed. We wake up and we're just keep hitting that snooze. I got to hit it three more times. And then instead of bouncing out of bed, we roll out. And then there's some of you young whippersnappers. You can just bounce out. There's nothing. I'm okay. Like little grasshoppers. Boop. I get that. I get that. That's right. We used to do that. But Jesus is coming to make all things new. And so we're seeing the signs, earthquakes in many places, civil unrest. I just talked about 388 mass shootings since January 1st. Wow. What describes a mass shooting? One person killing at least seven people at one time for no reason. They went off the deep end. They either were demon possessed or they were in some kind of darkness that their mind has deceived them. I'm telling you, we live in those times right now. Can I get amen? Or some of them, well, I don't have a TV in my home. I don't watch the news. Okay. When everything hits the fan, you're going to wish you knew. You're going to want questions answered. distress of nations, pestilence. We just came out of a pestilence. How many remember COVID? Oh, was that too long ago already? There's some people that have not come back from COVID. I'm not going in there. And wherever they go, they still got that mask on. You know, I'm glad when they sent, listen, I'm glad when they sent the church home during that time, because we still had church at home. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We still had church at home. And we still praised him and worshiped him. Can I get amen? And gross, immoral darkness. Gross, immoral darkness. We're there right now. We're there right now. And what makes it more prominent is our technology age. Before you snuck into these things, now you could just watch these things on your phone. Jesus, help us. And so I'm here to let you know in this message, through all the things that are before us, all the things that confront us in life, Jesus is with us. Can I get an amen? He's our advocate. He's our attorney, in fact. He's our healer. He's the God of all comfort. He's the God that saves. He's the God that raises dead things in your life and brings them alive. Can I get an amen? On. Before you got saved, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, and then God raised you up. He quickened us, made us come alive unto him. We were walking dead men. We came into this world walking away. Did you know when a child gets birthed into this world, it's immediately, automatically walking away from God? Because the flesh does not recognize him. Because why? Because the original sin is still in the child. This is why you have to teach the child mannerism. You got to teach them good habits. You got to train them up in the way they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. You got to nurture them. You got to instill in them. You got to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Can I get amen? Why? Because they're tiny little tiny sinners. To grow up to be big sinners. And so, there's a battle. But God, hallelujah, he's the one that goes to battle for us. Look what the Word of God says right up here. Let's go back to the Word. In 2 Corinthians, look at this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Can I get amen? It's God living in us that has the power. Hallelujah. Not us. We're just vessel he chose. Look at this. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in verse 10, look at this. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. This is what the world needs to see. You invite many to church. You invite them to outreaches, home fellowships, Bible studies, and they say, yeah, I'll be there. And you know, they never show up. You know that, right? So the only Jesus they're ever going to see in their life is you. You have to be Jesus before them, because they don't have a Bible. They don't read their word. So when you're proclaiming Christ, you got to live it before them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because they're looking. They're looking for that one mistake. Oh, I thought you were a Christian. How many ever got that one before? Oh, yeah. Listen, God has us on display right now. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And there'll be several times in our walk with Christ where we are exhorted to encourage ourselves in Christ. How many times have you had to encourage someone and also encourage yourself? Can I get amen?
Amen.
So let's look at our first principle right here. Know that God is in total control. You got to understand, he's in total control of this earth, of this whole entire heaven that he created, the first heaven, the second heaven, and the third heaven. Can I get amen? Amen. He's in total control. He's in control of your life. Can I get amen? Amen. He knew the day you were going to get saved. You didn't. You didn't just wake up, oh, today I'm waking up today. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go down to the altar, and then I'm going to become a Christian today. No. You will fight that with tooth and nail. Oh, come on. You see, the word of God confirms this right here, that he's in total control. Right up here, look at this in Psalms 103:19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. What? He's the ruler. Who are we? We're just little peons. That's not fair, God. He rules. Hallelujah. Look what Daniel wrote about him. Look at this. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed at what? Reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done? God is sovereign. He chooses to do what he wants to do with his created beings. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he's given us free will. I get that. Thank God he didn't make us like a robot. But the free will is to seek him, to find him, to praise him, to glorify him, to worship him. Can I get amen? Wow. Look what Paul wrote in Colossians right up here. For by him all things were created. By who? Who's him? Jesus. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible. Paul said it best. He said the things that we cannot see visibly are more vast and greater than the things that you and I can see. So in the invisible realm, thank God he doesn't give us that foresight to see and peer in. Why? Because many of us would be frightened. You don't want to see demons. And you don't want to see these big angels with flaming swords. Can I get amen?
Amen.
There would be no place to hide. Look at this. Invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And so us created beings who he created, he wants to do good pleasure through us. It gives him pleasure when we operate in the call. When he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look at this in verse 17. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body. The head of the body of Christ, he's the head of us. The church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. Meaning, there's no other one that sits next to him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Isaiah said it best. There's no other God that sits next to the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? You see, the gods of this earth, little g's, there's all kinds of them. Our dear friend, Evangelist Felipe Reyes, who is in India right now, there's 370 million gods over there. 300, yeah. It's all tied in with their doctrine. And there's idols everywhere. He walks out, there's idols everywhere he goes. I pray for him. I pray that he continues to preach the gospel. And God has opened up doors over there in India for him. Number two, know that Jesus will fight your battle. How many believe that Jesus will fight your battle? Oh, come on. My brother, God, he fought your battle. When people were thinking that the enemy had won, and God came and fought your battle. And you're here today to praise him. And to worship him. and to bless his name. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God, Brother Artie. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hey. People had you counted out. They're giving them that 10 count. And God said, not so. Not so. How many of you been in such huge perilous predicaments? Huh? Wow. I was talking to my grandkids and my whole, they're all down from Arkansas right now. And I was talking to my granddaughter. She's really deep in theology now. Ooh, so we had a good conversation. Real good. You know, just iron sharpening iron. And she has a friend who has been sheltered all her life there in Arkansas. They have no clue of the gangs here, the warfare here, the blue state that we live in, the progressive political left, because it's a red state and they've been sheltered. And so they talked about, and my daughter came in and spoke to her and said, man, we grew up in National City. We grew up hard. And so guess what this little girl's only fear is? What's going to happen when I finally die? Because she's been so sheltered from everything. She's never been through a trial. Never been, you know, she's never seen any drive-by. She never heard about house invasions, you know, kidnaps. And man, I'm telling you, she grew up sheltered, right? And I get that. There's many like that, that grew up like that. But her one only fear was, yeah, she believed God's word, but it's her fear of the unknown of when she finally dies. She's so filled with anxiety over that. And so you have to come to a place where that's not our control. Can I get amen? There's nothing we can control over that. All we know is that Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. Yes, he did. He defeated the sting of death. Can I get amen? Amen. We now walk by faith and not by sight. We now have the power of God living in us. Amen. Hallelujah. To proclaim, yes. To lift up, to edify, to preach, to teach, yes. Even to exhort. And sometimes we have to rebuke sometimes. Yes. We need the full counsel of God operating in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit, laying hands on the sick and watch them recover. Hallelujah. Praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh yeah, there's some churches, they won't go there. Well, all that stuff died out with the apostles. Well, go back and live with them. If you can. There'll be many times that God will allow us to be in a pickle. And test us. How many of you love the stories in the Old Testament? Huh? And how God saved their bacon. Huh? He saved them, didn't he? You know, one of the first stories is Moses. One of those stuttering guys. God still used him. Can I get amen? Amen? God still used him. Praise God. Turn with me right here. We're going to go to Exodus. Look at this. This is during the Exodus. And Exodus 14:10. Look at this. We're going to catch this story right here. We're going to look at little snippets of stories in the Old Testament. Why? To build your faith. Some of you need your faith built up right now. Some of you came in here needing answers. Why? Oh God, can you? Oh God, can I, God? Oh, will you do this, God, in my life? Yes, 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 he can. Because all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. Can I get amen? And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were afraid, very afraid. They were just delivered. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Who did they cry out to? The Lord. Amen. They didn't call their mom or their dad. They couldn't text at the time, so there was nobody to text. There was no social media. Let me post this up and see who will pray for me. How many likes can I get on this one? Wow. Look at this. And when they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? This is how short memory people can be. After God did the 10 plagues, killed Pharaoh's and the Egyptians' firstborn, the Passover feast was then implemented. And now Satan has raised up Pharaoh one more time to give them their final scare. All he was the boogeyman. Can I get an amen? And sometimes we're afraid of the boogeyman. Look at this, verse 12. Is this not the word that we were told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And that's what happens to us. Many of us get saved. God starts to sanctify you. He starts to set you aside. And then you're going, oh man, I remember the club though. I remember my friends I used to hang with. And we get enticed. We think we had it better then. And yet God's preparing for something mighty in your life. But he's got to take away the dross sometimes in our life. He's got to whittle us down so that we're nothing, so that then he can raise us up. Hallelujah. We're all Humpty Dumpties. I hope you know that. Look at verse 13. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And we know the rest of the story, right? What happened? The Red Sea parted. Can I get amen? And they walked on dry land. And then when Pharaoh and the Egyptians were chasing them, then God said, enough, and the waters overran them. And their chariots were found at the bottom of the ocean. Did God fight their battle? And then we read about King Jehoshaphat. And he was challenged and gripped with fear when the people of Moab and the Ammonites, the Perizzites, and all the termites gathered to invade Israel. Oh, yes. They all came too. All the ites. Let's pick up this story. It's found in 2 Chronicles 20. Look at 1 through 4. It happened that this, look at this. It happened that after this, that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them, besides the Amorites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Okay, so an army rose up. And let me just say this. Israel was really not a people of war because God always fought their battle. He prepared them for war, but ultimately, the way Israel was preserved throughout time was because God fought their battle. Why did God fight their battle? Because through the lineage, Jesus, the Messiah, would come. And did you know, till this day, that God has preserved that lineage? Hallelujah. Israel's still here. Where are all the other ites and the Coites and the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites? Where are they now? They're in museums. Go to the museums. You'll read all about them. They're not here today, but Israel's still here. Can I get an amen? The language, the Hebrew language is still here. God preserved it. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He preserved that people. Why? Because our Messiah is also Jewish. I hope you know that. He's Hebrew. He's Hebrew. Oh, we think that he's going to be dressed like someone that came from Oxford. I'm sorry. I believe he's going to give us his mind and we'll be able to communicate in that language. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so look at this. In verse 2, then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are in Hazan Tamar, which is in En-Gedi. Those of you who've been to Israel, how many of you been to En-Gedi? Oh, yeah, my wife. We've been. By the grace of God, we've been there many times. Only by the grace of God. En-Gedi is where King David hid. And it's right there at where the Dead Sea is. And across the Dead Sea are the mountains of En-Gedi. And so you can hike up there. And you go to the first waterfall. And then you go to the and you go to the very top. There's this beautiful waterfall. And you can all go in. It's fresh water coming down in En-Gedi. Listen. It's a real geographical place. It's there. When you read the Bible, all the mountains and the hills and the cities, even the ancient days of old, they're still there. Nothing's changed. And so they went to En-Gedi. Look at this. So the armies were building up. Look at verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, praise God, and proclaimed a fast. Sometimes you need to fast when you're faced against hard situations of life. Can I get amen? Sometimes these demons can't come out unless you've been fasting and praying. You're praying deliverance and you're laying and you're praying, and then the demon will speak. Who are you?
Jesus, I know, who are you?
That's because there's no power. And sometimes the power has to come through fasting and prayer. Can I get amen? Praise God. So look at this. And proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Praise God. And then it picks up in 2 Chronicles 20, 14. Look at this. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. Okay, sometimes God will interrupt a service and he will speak. Can I get amen?
Amen.
A word of prophecy will come. And God had to speak at that moment. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Look at this. Next verse here in verse 15. And said, listen, all you of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. I'm here to let you know, when the doctor says you have stage 4 cancer, when the doctor says you got a disease that you cannot cure yourself and these doctors has no medicine for it, this is where you have to fast and pray and seek God. Can I get an amen? Because then God, hallelujah, will come and fight your battle. Can I get amen? If God created you, he knows every cell and fiber of your being. He knows how to rearrange the molecules and the DNA in your body. Hallelujah. You got to believe God for that. But we'd rather believe a false report and go, woe is me, woe is me. Wow. Look at this. And you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but whose?
The Lord.
Look at verse 16. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Just imagine, he says, go down there. I got your back. And just imagine the multitude that was there. It was maybe four times greater than them. And God said, go. Take a step of faith. Believe me. How many will you believe God for your miracle? Huh? Some of you have loved ones that are not saved. How many believe God that God will save them? God will give them a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. They'll be sitting right next to you praising God one day. But you got to believe that God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. You got to believe God. We serve a supernatural God. A God that goes beyond our expectations. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. You will not need to fight in this battle. What? Really? Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes. Who is with Judah and Jerusalem? Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord is with you. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Brother Andre, Wednesday night, that event, the Lord is with you. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to do the supernatural in the midst of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, sharaboko. Ikarabasa. Sharabakatarabosi karabosia. Ikarabas. Ikarabasi karaba. Sharaboko torobosi karabasa. Ikarabasa tarabasa tarabasi. Ikarabas. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Sikaraboso korobosa. Hallelujah. God is destroying this disease right now. Ikaraboko torobosia. Ikarabasa. In the name of Jesus, point your hands toward him. Hallelujah. Ikarabasa. Robo shekarabasa, ikarabo shikarabasa. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, God will condemn it in the name of Jesus. Shikarabosa, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, right now in the name of Jesus. Gorabo kotorabo kotorabosa, ikarabasa. I don't care what the doctors have proclaimed. Hallelujah. The Lord God is prophesying right now. Hallelujah. That God is reversing this curse. Ikarabosa. We curse this disease right now. In the name of Ikaraboko. Ikarabasa. In the name of Jesus. Believe God for your healing. Hey, come on, give God a shout. Give God a shout of praise. Give him a shout of praise. Give him a shout of praise. Give God a shout of praise. Hey! Give God a shout of praise in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He came in one way, he's going out another. Come on. 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 Hallelujah. For the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And look at verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need a loud voice. Sometimes you need a loud voice. Hikarabo shikarabasa. Thank you, God. And God destroyed all those ites. Hallelujah. wiped them out. And sent, he sent the termites back to their houses. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And how about little David? How about little David? Huh? How about little David, who God prophesied and said, you'll be the next king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because the king that was in place at the time, Saul, was in full-blown rebellion. And listen, you know what the scariest thing was? The Spirit of God departed from him. You know, even a child of God who continues to willfully sin, God will withhold his presence from you till you get right. Can I get amen? Because God will not dwell in sin. He only dwells in righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And little David knew that Goliath was a tall order. But guess what? That little guy had no fear. How many of you have either grandkids or nephews that are about 8 or 9 or 10 years old? And a lot of them, they feel that they can conquer the world. They only have a second thought. If you ask them to do something, they'll believe you. Well, let's read this story. Hallelujah. Look at this. In 1 Samuel. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear. Now, the giants back then were about 12 feet. 12 feet. There were giants back then. Hallelujah. The Nephilim. Back in the day. Can I get amen? You come to me with the sword and a spear and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this in verse 48. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. You need to speak to that Goliath in your life. Can I get amen? We all have Goliaths in our life. I hope you know that. There's mountains only God can move out of the way. And look at this. And I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all, say that with me, that all the earth may know that there is a God, where? In Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Look at this. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So it was when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Look at verse 49. Look at this. Then David put his hand in a bag, took out a stone, and he slung it, struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead and fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. What? You see, this is how simple it is when you walk by faith and not by sight. Can I get amen? When you trust the Lord with your whole heart, soul, and mind, that you do not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall what? Direct your path. This is what King David did. Little David. He believed God. He believed God. Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Look at this right over here. Know that God has not forgotten you. Know that he has not forgotten you. As I shared just now, how many of you have family members, loved ones, that are not serving God right now? Come on. Some of us, some of you still have parents that are still alive. Some of you may even have grandparents that are still alive. Some of you may have children and grandchildren who are not serving the Lord. And you know what? That's a whole lot of us in here, huh? We're all in that situation. But I hear God saying, hallelujah. Fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. I will save them in my time. Hallelujah. Did you ever think at one moment the day that you were going to get saved? Oh, no. It was God's divine appointment for you. Can I get amen? And he's going to divinely save them at his appointed time. All our job is to do what? To plant and to water. And God will give the increase. Can I get amen? You see, many of us falls in traps when we see the natural things in our life. And a lot of times those natural things will betray us. They'll betray us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm here to let you know what King David wrote in the book of Psalms. Look at this. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, oh, Lord, you know it all together. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at this. You have hedged me behind and before. You laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Come on. Where can I go from your capital S, Holy Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Whoo! God fills all space. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. Can I get an amen? He knows all things. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo, look at this. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Look at verse 8. And if I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell before, you are there. Oh my God. He's everywhere. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's nowhere we can go on this earth to escape from him. This is why you have to be encouraged that no matter where your loved ones are, they're not here with you today. They're not serving God, but God is in their presence. Can I get amen? Amen. And God will save them according to his appointed time. Believe God for that. You know, when you're in a setting like that, you're praising and worship, just picture them right next to you, serving and praising God. And remind God, I'm believing that they will be with me, praising you one day. Amen. Believe God for that. Have faith the size of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is smaller than a pulga. Oh, a flea. That's right. Look, how many believe God will never leave you? As believers? Huh? Paul wrote to the Hebrew church, look at that. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things that you have. For he himself has said, I will what? Never leave you nor forsake you. So we may be boldly, we will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will fear. Look at this. I will not fear. What are you fearing today? What can man do to me? Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Listen, did you know that God will take care of every need? Or does he just pick and choose what you need? That's right. I heard a child back there said, no, he takes care of everything. That's right. That's right. He does. Hallelujah. You listen, Jesus said it best. Jesus said it best. My very first opportunity to preach to a church was out of these next scriptures that I'm going to share with you. It was at East Valley Christian Fellowship under Pastor Jack Furness. I don't know if you know him. He was ordained by Pastor Leo to do a work in El Cajon. It's still there. It's right before you get to Alpine. It's It's there. And I use this scriptures right here. Look at this. Jesus said, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, that you will eat or what? Or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, neither gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Have you asked yourself that? Are you more valuable than them? And yet God feeds those little ones that chirp. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care if you close your windows in the morning. They're still chirping. Look at this. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to your stature? I always said, Lord, you made me 5'7". I could never be 6'1 no more. This is my stature. I can put on platforms. But I can never be this tall no more. I am what I am. You created me like that. And so what are we worried about? Because you know what? A lot of the things that we worry about is vanity. It's vain. I'm going to leave some stuff alone right now. Which of you, look at this, which of you worry and can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Neither they toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like the one of these. Wow. Look at this. Next verse. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, and he will not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? How many are so blessed to say that when I leave this place, I have a home to go to with a roof over my head. I got food in my cupboards. I got running water. I got a car to take me home. I have loved ones there. So I'm loved by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Are we a blessed people? Huh? If we're that blessed, then we need to believe the whole counsel of God, that he can see us through tough times. Can I get amen? Because times will be tough. Oh, that's right. Praise God. Look at this in verse 32. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, he was speaking to his brethren first. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But here's the key for us. I need you to put this in your spirit. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things then will be added to you. That's the key, is to seek him. We've been hearing the stories of these kings, of these patriarchs, that when they were faced with fierce opposition, they sought the Lord. And Jesus is telling us today to seek the Lord and his righteousness, and watch him fight your battle. Watch him destroy. Watch him do the miraculous. Watch him raise up those dead things in your life. And many of us have dead things in our life that need to be resurrected by him. Can I get amen? And he's able. Oh, come on. Yes, hallelujah. I pray for your family members that have cancer in Mexico right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, reverse that curse right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for the doctors, but hallelujah. Thank God for Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. When you go be with them, lift them up, proclaim them. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus, that he is high and lifted up, that there's no other God that sits beside him, that he's able to heal from the guttermost to the uttermost. Jesus. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about his own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know what that means in a nutshell? Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. We only have today. Can I get an amen? We only get one day at a time. I hope you know that. One day. Can't worry about tomorrow. It's not here yet. We may not even be here. He may come and take the church home. How many would rather go home with him? Oh, come on. Woo! I want a body just like his. Woo! Thank you, God. No more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, no more anguish. No more betrayal. No more slander. No more wickedness. No more evil. No more violence. It'll be all gone. But while we're waiting patiently, and while we're waiting on his return, take care of what I have placed you here on this earth. Continue to love, continue to preach, continue to bless, be a blessing to someone. Can I get an amen? Let me just say this. While you're taking care of people's needs, he's taking care of yours. Can I get an amen? Oh, come on. Listen, when it's no longer about you, that's when God shows up great and mighty. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times we got to die to self. Can I get an amen? We got to put this flesh into subjection, like Paul said. He said, I crucify my flesh daily so that Jesus will be high and lifted up. That they'll only see Jesus in your heart, the heart of Christ. And so while you're blessing others, while you're giving yourself away, I think we have a worship song, I give myself away. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I believe Sister Dana knows that song very well. I know Brother Caleb knows that song very well. I give myself away. So as you're learning to give yourself away, then God does this. Look at this. He does this right up here. And my God, say that with me. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. And amen is amen. Oh, hallelujah. Say amen, someone. Come on, say amen, someone. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I have a little more, but, you know, I just feel we just need to pray. Hallelujah.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed. Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.